Milwaukee music in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Amar Mahmoud, and I live now in West Des Moines, Iowa. I'm doing classes to have the welding diploma. I used to be an interpreter with the U.S. Army, and this kind of job threatened my life and my family, so I had to leave Baghdad. A friend here helped me to come here. 10 years ago, I used to play piano and keyboard, but that's finished because of the financial situation in Iraq. I have to work and support my parents and family. So I quit that long time ago. But now I met Iraqi people who they are professional in songs and music world. So this come back to me again. So I had to buy another keyboard and then go to practice with them and perform some parties here. We called the Peace Band. We are six, including me. It's Arabic music, but it's different than the Arab music like the Egyptian or the Lebanon. It's saying about the culture of Iraq and the time being now too. So it's kind of mix. It's the folklore of all Iraq, especially the style chobi, debka or chobi. It's kind of dancing just for the men. It's the same chobi, but it's the mean that they perform it is different from the north, the south, or the east. It's kind of mixed, so you can sense the difference when they perform it. Different regions with different styles. The Iraqi music is different. Why? Because we are adjacent to several countries. We have, from each of those countries, we have something from the Persian, from Turkey, from Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Jordan. So it's those mangled in Iraqi music. There is a lot of styles, and there's especially the Baghdad. Baghdad is in the center, and we do have something we call it maqam. The maqam is a whole different thing. You can't find the maqam in another country, okay? Because it has his own soul. The scales over there is different. Even the sense, the spirit of this maqam is different. So the famous singers from Egyptian, they come to Baghdad to listen and take some things from maqam, and they back to Egypt to do something else belongs to them. It's the style and scales, another spirit. Most of it is love songs. Talk about the beloved one. Of course, they talk about the homeland. They talk about political issues, but most of it is love, you know. All the kind of stories, when she left him or he, the singer can describe the beloved. Everything you're gonna think about it, you will find it over there. We have multi kind of singing. So first the instrument go in, and then the singer will start singing just like whining, like, oh, just like trying to say that he's in pain. Okay, so just like he's bleeding inside, okay? And he's talking about the night he's spending, imagine his situation. And then he's saying some words about his situation, and then the music starts, the drum starts, and starts singing. See, the music, since the first ages in this life, it's really important to us because it's talking about the inside, the happiness, the sadness. You don't find angry in our music. There's no hard tones in our music, just sad and happy. You don't see the angry in our music.
Amar Mahmoud of Des Moines. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.